It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Can't do it. I want winners. I want people that want to win.
Welcome to the Winner's Circle. This is our weekly sports betting show where Prez breaks down the best NFL picks you can't afford to miss out on.
Hey, Dub, week two on the horizon, my brother.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to week two, Prez. What's going on with you, baby?
Man, I can't call it, man. I'm excited to give these week two picks out. But before we get into that, how did your parlay card do? Because I know you put in a 14 parlay bet on Sunday. How did that thing end up doing for you?
I went 50-50 there, man. I won a couple, lost a couple.
Oof. Which two did you lose?
I lost on the Washington football team. We kind of know what happened there. That fumble really hurt them big.
Oof.
Then I also lost out on that Green Bay Packers one. You know what happened there as well.
Yeah, that one was a damn disaster. And I'm going to tell you this, A-Dub. Those two games are the only two that I missed on my picks from week one. That Washington football team game, that thing could have gone either way. Washington football team was ahead, but like you said, that fumble and that Fitzpatrick injury didn't do them any favors. I don't know what the hell happened to Green Bay. I didn't see that coming. Jameis Winston went off.
Yeah, Jameis Winston. You heard all the talk people were talking about him, you know, with how he played with the Buccaneers, Prez, and then he go over here, he make an impact. So good for him, a bounce back game like that and doing well. But that bad man was not the bad man.
He was the boogeyman out there, but whatever.
I hope he plays like that against us. That's all.
Yeah, we'll see. Now, which two did you hit from that card?
The two I hit on, man, was Philadelphia Eagles and Atlanta Falcons, and I also hit on that San Francisco 49ers versus Detroit. So those two I hit on.
Whew, that fucking San Francisco 49ers-Detroit Lions game gave me so much anxiety. Early on in that game, San Francisco got up so huge that I made and this was a rookie mistake on my part. I checked that one off and was like, okay, good. I got that game correct. And then Detroit came out of nowhere and stormed back and made that game so close. So I only was correct on that pick by a half of a fucking point. They covered by a half of a point, A-Dub. So,
yeah.
Ooh, that was tough. And then, to your point, the Falcons and Eagles, I called that would be under 48.5. That Falcons offense was AWOL the whole game. The Eagles, they basically ran away with that one.
Yeah, they ran through those guys, man, big time. But that's a good pick, man. You know what? Turns out you was definitely spot on with that, Prez. And that was a big one for me because I put a little extra on that one anyway.
My man. So hopefully that balanced out what you lost on that parlay. Because audience, if you heard what A-Dub said there, he had 2 out of 4 on that parlay card. When I mentioned to you guys what that parlay bet means, you got to hit every single one of those bets. So on that situation, 50% ain't good enough. You got to be 100%. So to do a quick recap of last week's performance with my picks, A-Dub, just to make sure that the audience just kind of sees where we were at with the picks. Now, I hit at a 67% hit rate for week one. To give you guys a little bit more information on what that means exactly, 52.4% is the profit line for bettors. 55% is the hit rate for professional sports bettors out there and gamblers. So a lot of these individuals that call themselves the experts, that's generally where they fall. So I came in at 67% for that week one. I'm an amateur in the game. So I will say I did pretty well. I could have did better if fucking Green Bay would have did what they had to do, and especially if Washington football team would have handled their business.
Right.
But we don't cry over spoiled milk. But I will say this. My best pick from last week was that Arizona Cardinals versus Tennessee Titans game. That one had a line of Arizona +3. Well, guess what? Arizona beat the shit out of the Titans. They won 38-13. But my worst pick on the week, A-Dub, was that Green Bay Packers and New Orleans Saints game that you just talked about a second ago. That game had Green Bay, a 3-point favorite. Green Bay got their ass beat. They lost 38-3. So I went back to the drawing board this week because I said, you know what? 67% A-Dub, that's good. But I want to do better than good, bro.
Yes, sir. I'm with you there, man. I'm trying to catch up here.
All right. So check this out. I'm going to give the audience 5 picks this week. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you three picks for covering the spread. I'm going to give you guys one money line pick, and then I'm going to give you one over-under bet. All right? A-Dub, get your pen ready, because I got some good ones for you. All right. The first one, the New Orleans Saints at the Carolina Panthers. The Saints are a three-point favorite, and I have the Saints to cover in this game. Now, after seeing what the Saints did against the Packers, they were fucking amazing on offense. They attacked the Packers and Aaron Rodgers on offense. It was great to see. Now, what Jameis Winston showed us last week is that he can be effective in a high percentage offense, and that offense was built around Alvin Kamara. So I really, really think that with the Saints having an improved defense this season, with Jameis Winston limiting those turnovers, I think this is going to be a really good opportunity and a good game for the Saints to cover. So I have them as a road favorite to cover the spread, -3.
-3, okay.
All right, A-Dub, my next one. The Los Angeles Rams, who destroyed our Chicago Bears on Sunday Night Football, they're traveling to Indy. So in this game, the Rams are a favorite. But I'm going to take the Colts plus 4.5 points. Now, one of the reasons why I'm taking the Colts in this matchup, A-Dub, is I was watching that game the Colts played on Sunday, and they dominated time of possession, similar to how the Bears dominated time of possession against the Rams. The same issues that the Bears had was what the Colts had. They didn't finish those drives with touchdowns. Now, while we all saw that Matt Stafford lit up the Bears' defense on Sunday night, I just feel like this Colts game is going to be a lot closer of a game for the Rams than that Bears matchup was for them. And also, the Rams are not the best team on the road. So over the last couple of seasons, their road record, you guys can Google it and look it up, it hasn't been favorable. So my second game, I have the Colts plus 4.5 points, A-Dub.
Colts, okay. I'm with you there.
All right. My third game, we got the Raiders at the Pittsburgh Steelers. So in this game, the Steelers are at home, and they're a 6.5-point favorite. Now, I really liked what I saw from the Steelers on Sunday. They shut a lot of people up, and they beat a very quality team there in Buffalo. But now they have the Raiders that are coming to visit them. And we saw that the Raiders won on Monday Night Football. They beat the Ravens. However, the Raiders are coming to Pittsburgh on a short week. Right? And I think that that's going to give the advantage to the Steelers. Also, I have a feeling that TJ Watt is going to be harassing the living daylights out of Derek Carr. And the Steelers are going to get that running game ramped up with Najee Harris. And it's going to take a lot of pressure off of Big Ben in this matchup. So I see in this game, the Steelers covering -6.5 points.
Wow, that's deep there. I always thought this was a scary game here, though, Perez, but how you broke that down, I can roll with that, brother.
All right. So I'm going with a money back pick here. I'm going to take the Cleveland Browns over the Texans. So on this one's simple. The point spread on this game is 12.5 points favoring the Cleveland Browns. That spread, and especially these double-digit spreads, they scared the shit out of me. So I will avoid that at all costs. If I was anybody that's listening to this and thinking about placing that bet on the Cleveland Browns, don't do it. If you are very confident in the Cleveland Browns like I am, then you place that money line bet on them. If anybody that's still new to sports betting, that money line bet is basically you betting X number of dollars that the Cleveland Browns will beat the Houston Texans in this ballgame, which I'm very confident that they will do. If you saw that the way that they played on Sunday, they lost in heartbreaking fashion to the Chiefs, but the Chiefs are the Chiefs. They got number 15 back there. They got those weapons on offense. That was a very tough matchup. But I will say this, Baker Mayfield has shown people a lot, and this Cleveland Browns team is going to be one to be reckoned with, and I think that they roll the Texans, but I take them money line in this ballgame.
Yeah, I like that pick there, Perez. You're right. I like what you said about Baker Mayfield, man. He's a solid quarterback. He really is. And he looks like he's getting better, too, as we go along. So not a bad pick at all, brother.
Yep. I just think this is a game that the Cleveland Browns will control from start to finish. So that's my pick there. Moneyline bet. Take the Cleveland Browns with confidence. All right, listeners, before we get out of here, I'm going to give you guys my best over-under bet for week two. So in this one, it's going to be the Minnesota Vikings-Arizona Cardinals game. The over-under on this one is going to be 45. So in this game, I'm going to take over 45 points. If you watch both of these offenses in week one, you saw that the Cardinals offense steamrolled the Tennessee Titans. Kyler Murray and that offense looked absolutely amazing. But we also saw that the Minnesota Vikings, even though they lost to the Cincinnati Bengals, they still put up some points. That offense was moving the ball, you know? And so I think this is going to be a matchup where we're going to see a lot of points being scored. So you have that Arizona Cardinals offense that's very high-powered. And I also think that between Dalvin Cook burning it up in the running game, I also think that they're going to open it up with those receivers. So you're going to see a lot more Jefferson in this ball game. He was pretty limited in week one, but Adam Thielen tore it up. But I think that you're going to see a lot of points in this game. So what I'm saying here is over 45 points, the Minnesota Vikings versus the Arizona Cardinals. Bet that game in confidence.
Are there any concerns you have for Vikings defense?
Well, not necessarily that I have concerns for the defense. I just think that Kyler Murray in that offense just was moving with precision that I just think that he's going to put up a lot of points. I just think it's just more of just the fact that Arizona Cardinals offense is just superior.
Superior. Gotcha. Okay. That's fair, man.
Yeah. And like I said, you know, when you look at it, that Cardinals, they have an improved defense. Chandler Jones lit it up in week one. They got J.J. Watt. So they have a really good defense. But I just think that both of these teams, I guarantee on this one, that we're going to see like a score of like 31 to like 23 or something like that. But it's going to be enough that it'll cover this 45.
Right. That's the point. It's going to be over 45. Gotcha.
Yep. So those are my picks for week two, A-Dub. So just a quick review. I got New Orleans at -3. I have Indianapolis +4.5. I have Pittsburgh -6.5. I have Cleveland money line. And I have Minnesota, Arizona over 45 points.
Can roll with that, my brother.
All right. So those are my final picks here for week two. Audience, we hope you appreciated week one. I had a lot of people messaging saying, hey, man, we won a couple of dollars. So that's all that matters. And like I said, I'm giving you the picks as I see them. Bet them in whatever formation works for you. So if you feel more confident betting a money line bet, great. If you only want to maybe bet a quick little parlay, 2 or 3 team parlay, go ahead and do so. But at the end of the day, bet what works best for you. But always remember to bet responsibly.
Absolutely with that, Prez. Yeah, I've made some bets too, man. I won. So I'm feeling pretty good, Prez. So thanks for that, brother.
Yes, sir. Well, man, A-Dub, we'll get with this audience next week. Everyone, good luck this week, and we'll see you next week.
We appreciate you checking out our new show, The Winner's Circle. Let's have some fun this season and get this money.
I played quarterback. Division One, and every QB knows that the secret, the key to victory, is anticipation. The ability to see the future and react to it. And that is what I do. It's the truth.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.